The latest campaign from the Red Cross is slightly different from what we're used to. It involves flash mobs simulating the effects of nuclear weapons in capital cities across the country. The flash mobs are part of a four-month campaign to target the creation and use of nuclear weapons around the world. The campaign was launched in July and leads up to the International Conference of the Red Cross and Red Crescent next month. Dr. Helen Durham, head of international law at the Australian Red Cross, hopes the flash mobs would raise awareness of nuclear weapons. She also hopes the peaceful expression would appeal to younger people.
One of the aims of Australian Red Cross in launching a Make Nuclear Weapons a Target campaign is to reignite the passion for those people who did care about it and try and educate and discuss it with the younger generation.
Australia's current official stance on nuclear weapons is a treaty with the US. Under Australia's security policy, the US, who has nuclear weapons, can supply them to Australia if there's ever a need. Dr. Durham says she wants the flash mobs to help bring the spotlight back on the creation and the use of nuclear weapons.
The issue of nuclear weapons has slipped off the agenda. So Australian Red Cross is doing a range of activities, the flash mob. We have an amazing website where you can log on and find out more information and be involved in a simulation of the use of these weapons to really try and let people know that it's unacceptable from the point of view of Red Cross that we have the capacity to use these weapons that cause terrible suffering.
Green Senator Scott Ludlam says the Australian government is active in supporting a UN convention against the use of nuclear weapons, but the exportation of uranium showed a degree of hypocrisy.
On the one hand, we've got the Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd, who's done a lot of work in the United Nations trying to get countries to the table. We've played quite a progressive role in nuclear weapons negotiations and disarmament negotiations over the last little while. On the other hand, there's a profound hypocrisy at the base of the way that both major parties have dealt with nuclear weapons and security issues and uranium mining issues.
The Red Cross says while they were targeting nuclear weapons, they were not protesting against the mining or exportation of uranium from mines in Central Australia.
So Australian Red Cross is very clear that our campaign is exclusively located on the topic of nuclear weapons. For those people interested in learning more about the humanitarian impact of nuclear weapons, I'd highly recommend that they go to either the Australian Red Cross Facebook site, or they could go and vote at www.targetnuclearweapons.org.au. It's really important for people to learn more about this topic and to add their voice if they feel concerns about the use of these weapons.